Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, a leading member of the opposition says a prompt investigation is needed into serious allegations made by women arrested at a protest against Israel's war in Gaza outside Leinster House on Monday. The group Mothers Against Genocide is taking legal advice over making a complaint to the police ombudsman, and our reporter Barry Lenehan has more on all of this. Barry, firstly, what is alleged to have happened here?
So this protest was held on Mother's Day on Sunday, with some protesters participating in an overnight vigil into Monday morning, and come Monday morning some protesters from Mothers Against Genocide, they held a sit down protest at the gates of Leinster House. However, Gardaí eventually moved to clear the demonstrators, and in videos shared on social media, Gardaí can be seen forcibly removing women sitting blocking the Doyle entrance on Kildare Street. Now 10 women and one man were arrested shortly before 9 o'clock that morning, with 11 people now having received adult cautions. However, there were serious accusations made in the Doyle last night that some women arrested outside Leinster House on Monday after that protest against Israeli attacks against Gaza, that they were ordered to strip naked. And one of the TDs to raise this was People Before Profit Dún Laoghaire TD Richard Boyd Barrett.
The group Mothers Against Genocide, on a Mother's Day protest to show solidarity with women and children in Palestine, in Lebanon and so on, who've been slaughtered over the last 18 months, and have a civil, a sit-down protest, a peaceful sit-down protest, and then are arrested very, very violently in some cases including Palestinian and Lebanese people who have actually suffered the horrors of the last 18 months, and some then are strip-searched. I mean, to read you one description, I was stripped completely naked and was asked to remove my underwear. When I questioned the necessity of this, I was told I would be forced violently if I didn't comply, and that they didn't want any trouble.
Barry, what's been the response to this?
In a statement to Drive Time, a Garda spokesperson said preliminary inquiries conducted by local Garda management found any searches conducted were in line with the law. Gardaí also refuted any allegation that a cavity search took place. Now, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, he said last night that the protesters had blocked the entrance to Leinster House, and noted how Gardaí had given a public order direction.
But potentially that's not the end of it.
So the group Mothers Against Genocide held a further protest outside Leinster House a little earlier, around 150 to 200 said to be in attendance. And group spokesperson Claire O'Connor told our colleague Eleanor Burnhill how it's now taking legal advice over what happened on Monday morning.
We're taking legal advice. I mean, some people have put their experiences out there personally, but we're taking legal advice to take a collective action case, I suppose, on what happened. I think the nature of the complaint will be people's experiences once they were arrested, and the nature of the arrest. We'll wait to go into the detail when the complaint is actually done, but it's the experience of why were women who were peacefully protesting, were not a threat to anybody, arrested. And I think you can see today, we have bigger numbers out here today because people are so angry about what happened. All around the world we're seeing an attack on people's ability to express themselves. Germany, America, we can't have that coming into Ireland, and I think people are really nervous about it. And if anything, it just makes people angrier and more purposeful in coming out and being heard.
So Barry, what happens now?
Now, the new police ombudsman, Fisru, has received a small number of contacts over what allegedly happened on Monday, and the group Mothers Against Genocide says it won't be deterred from further protests. Political reaction, Sarah, has also been swift. The Labour senator, Nessa Cosgrove, says in a statement that the reported actions on Monday are, quote, deeply concerning, and, quote, that the reaction by the Gardaí appears to have been a disproportionate response to the protests present. The People Before Profit, they've called on the Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan to make a statement on the matter. They're looking for further inquiries into what happened, whilst Sinn Féin's Justice spokesperson Matt Carthy says dialogue is needed between Gardaí and Leinster House authorities over how to treat future protests, and he says a swift investigation is needed into what allegedly happened on Monday.
Gardaí have a difficult job to do when protests are taking place, and especially when protests are taking place in the context of a very emotive issue. And the particular protests that we're talking about, Mothers Against Genocide, these were predominantly women and mothers themselves who were acting out of solidarity with their fellow mothers in Gaza in particular. So in these contexts, I think it's really, really important that there is an appropriate policing response. And of course, the security at the Dáil is important. Access to all of these things are important. But it does appear to me that the approach to what was essentially a peaceful protest by Mothers Against Genocide to mark Mother's Day became unnecessarily heavy-handed at the end.
What would you like to see happen as a result?
There have to be ongoing engagements between the Leinster House authorities and the Gardaí in respect of protests that take place within the vicinity of Leinster House. And it's also very important that there is public confidence. The Gardaí will ensure that mediation is used when it is necessary and when it is appropriate, and that the type of forceful removal of people is very much considered to be a last resort or only taking place when it is absolutely essential.
Gardaí are saying, according to preliminary inquiries that they have made, that they acted fully within their rights and in accordance with their own regulations.
Yes, it's quite likely, in fact, that everything was done within the law and within the rules of the Gardaí operate within. That doesn't mean that it was the only option available to them. There are always alternative options. And particularly when you're talking about the nature of the protest, which, as I say, was a very peaceful protest, when you're talking about the context in terms of timing, this wasn't a Dáil sitting day. There is an alternative access into Leinster House. There could very well have been alternative options that the Gardaí could have taken on the day in terms of mediation with the protesters that I think would have led to much less unseemly set of scenes and ultimately the same result in terms of the access to Leinster House being fully restored.
Given what happened, you're looking for an investigation, are you? What exactly do you want to see?
Well, I understand complaints have already been made to GSOC and the new body that in Police and Ombudsman that has been established. We also know that there have been some very serious complaints made by some of those arrested about their treatment in custody, and those complaints, as I say, are of a very, very serious nature.
So those complaints need to be investigated, you feel, promptly?
Investigated separately, yes.
Promptly?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think the public will be very eager to ensure that those complaints are addressed very quickly and independently.
And that is Sinn Féin Justice spokesperson Matt Carthy ending that report from Barry Lennon.